Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is shooting. Let's break it down. Shooting will take place on July 27th and go until August 5th, with medals being awarded every day for different events. The venue for the sport will be at the Chartreux Shooting Center in Paris. Being built and inaugurated in 2018, the center is one of the largest of its kinds in Europe. Shooting will have 15 medals available, with 340 athletes competing. So Zach, how exactly does this sport work?
The first firearm is thought to be invented between the 10th and 12th century, and people have been shooting for sport as guns have developed further from that. Shooting for sport has been included at every Summer Olympic Games since Athens in 1896, with the exceptions of 1904 and 1928. Olympic shooting features three types of guns: rifle, pistol, and shotgun. In rifle and pistol, athletes shoot at stationary targets at indoor shooting ranges. Shotgun, however, is held outdoors, where shooters have to aim at targets hurled in the air. For rifle and pistol events, athletes fire at a target with 10 concentric circles at a fixed distance. The closer to the center you shoot, the higher the points. Rifle breaks down into two variations, the 50-meter rifle and the 10-meter rifle events. In the 50-meter rifle event, shooters will shoot at a target from 50 meters away and will have 2 hours and 45 minutes to shoot 40 shots from three different stances: prone, kneeling, and standing. The 10-meter rifle is a shorter distance, being 10 meters away and from only the standing position. They have an hour and 15 minutes to shoot 60 shots. The pistol events are split into three variations, with the 25-meter rapid fire, 25-meter pistol, and the 10-meter pistol. While they are still shooting at targets, the targets are much smaller than in rifle. The 25-meter rapid fire pistol is a men's only event where shots are taken successively over short periods of time. The 25-meter pistol is the women's event, which is similar, but the shots don't have to be taken in quick succession. The 10-meter pistol is a replica of the 10-meter air rifle, the same time limit and the same amount of shots that need to be taken. For the shotgun events, the shooters are outside and are no longer hitting stationary targets. In the shotgun event, the objective is to hit 10-centimeter objects known as clays, which are flying through the air, requiring intense precision and speed from the shooters. There are two variations, skeet and trap. Skeet shooting consists of firing at clay targets from 8 different launching positions. Trap shooting is the clay launching from 5 different positions. There are team events for each one of the following disciplines: 10-meter rifle, 10-meter air pistol, and skeet. To summarize, there are 15 medals total: 50-meter rifle from 3 positions for both men and women, 10-meter rifle for men, women, and mixed, 25-meter pistol for women, 25-meter rapid pistol for men, and 10-meter air pistol for men, women, and mixed. Finally, there's trap shooting for men and women, and skeet shooting for men and women and mixed.
Alright, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The competition format for the 50-meter rifle consists of a single qualifier round, where after shooters take 100 shots, they are scored, with the top 8 advancing to the medal round, where it's another 120 shots in the three different shooting positions. The 10-meter air rifle format similarly has one qualifier round, where shooters take 60 shots at a target, after which the top 8 advance to the medal round. At that round, they make another 60 shots, with the top scorer winning gold. The mixed team air rifle event consists of a team of 2, where each member gets 40 shots, after which the top 5 teams advance to the medal round, where they will make another 40, the best combined score winning gold. For the 25-meter pistol events, there are 2 qualifying rounds, where shooters will take 30 shots each. Their scores across the 2 rounds are totaled, and the 8 best advance to the medal round, where they will only get 30 shots, with the highest score winning gold. Because the air pistol events are replicas of the air rifle events, the format is exactly the same for 10 meters. For the shotgun skeet event, the format consists of athletes taking 25 shots each in 5 rounds over 3 days, and the 6 best shooters move on to the medal round. The medal round consists of one set of 25 shots, with the top scorer winning gold. For the trap events, the men's and women's are formatted the same as the skeet events. The mixed format does differ, where every shooter fires 75 shots in 3 rounds of 25 shots each. The top 6 teams then battle it out in the medal round. The medal round will have each shooter taking an additional 25 shots, with the highest scoring team winning the gold.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. A lot to look forward to this year. So who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, the nation that won the most golds was Italy with 4, and Germany, who won 3, while the rest were split across the other nations. In 2020, the nation with the most golds were China, who won 4, and the U.S., who won 3. The Russian Olympic Committee was the only other nation to win more than one, with 2 golds. It's difficult to predict who are the favorites for this year, although some analysts are pointing at China to win a handful of medals here. China and India are bringing the most amount of athletes to shooting, at 21, while the U.S. is bringing 17, and South Korea is bringing 16. I think looking at the amount of athletes that a country brings shows how much stock that they're putting in this competition.
All right. Thanks for that, Zach. Now, what do you think of the sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Yeah, I probably won't watch it. I'm not really into shooting. Clay shooting is kind of cool. I like that the targets are moving. Not a big fan of the stationary shooting. It is probably one of the worst spectator sports to watch at the Olympics, actually. I was watching it, and really, you're sitting there watching the shooter basically sit there for an hour and some odd minutes, just shooting at a target. It's not a great spectator sport. Clay shooting is kind of cool. I will admit that. Maybe I'll check that out, but I'm probably not going to tune in to the shooting this year. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that while the shooting is cool, it's not a great spectator sport. Definitely the clay shooting is far more interesting than the stationary, but even then, it's not that interesting. Like you said, it's not a great spectator sport. And I'm someone who does enjoy watching the biathlon in the Winter Olympics, where they do have shooting. But I feel like that's just such a different sport to the way that shooting is done at these Olympics. So I similarly will likely not be watching. I might check out clay shooting, but that's probably the extent. That being said, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
Yeah, I'm predicting China and U.S. to win maybe a handful of golds each, maybe 3 or 4. But I'm also predicting as a dark horse Egypt and India to pick up one each. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the same boat there. I think that China and U.S. will likely win a majority of these medals. I think that Germany is my dark horse maybe for some of the events, as well as Egypt, to potentially bring home a gold. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.